Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to the Society Says podcast, where we talk about pressure in society and what we can do to spread awareness and build each other up to live our own unique lives. If you want to be a part of this movement, then grab some snacks, maybe a drink, and keep listening, because on this podcast, we have some very real discussions. Welcome back, everyone, to the Society Says podcast. I'm pretty excited to record tonight. I wasn't at first because I did not know what I was going to talk about tonight, but then I realized I actually have some good stuff to talk about tonight, so stay tuned to listen to it all. First off, I do want to put it out there in case you guys haven't seen it on my social media. Me and my husband, we are selling masks. Face masks for $4 plus shipping. So if any of you guys are in need of a face mask, your family needs them, let us know. You can DM societysays.official or you can DM my personal account, which is I am Starbellia. It's actually pretty cool. Angel's mom and sister are the ones that are sewing them and actually creating them. And then we are doing the marketing side of it and finding people that are in need of face masks. Because there are actually some cities, and I believe maybe states, that are starting to require that you have face masks or something that is blocking your mouth when you go out into public, which I actually think that's great because, yes, it can't really like prevent the virus, but it will help to like stop it from spreading if we can all just keep our germs to ourselves. So if you need a face mask, definitely let me know. Moving on, something that I realized since we are now 3 weeks deep into quarantine, I realized that probably all of us are spending so much time online and specifically on social media because that is like the only human interaction that we can get right now. And it occurred to me that people before this that weren't really into social media, like they weren't on it as much, that has probably completely changed now, and they're probably on it all the time. So I just wanted to start off with talking about that first, because if you are one of those people that didn't spend that much time on social media before and now you find yourself consumed in it, there are pros and cons to that. I think a pro to that is if you are somebody who like have been wanting to post more often or you've just been wanting to be better at interacting on social media and you wanted to start, you know, building your followers, this could be a great opportunity. You have so much time to do that, and I know I'm taking advantage of that. But that is a pro to it. A con is that if you weren't really in the social media world before and now all of a sudden you are and you start posting more and all of a sudden you start to see the negative side of social media and you start to get maybe negative comments and negative messages, that can kind of be, that can just kind of be a lot if you weren't previously on social media that much. So for anyone that's listening that has found themselves in that situation, don't worry, social media, well, at least I guess this is my opinion. I don't think that social media is all bad. I think that there's a lot of greatness to it. Like right now, I've said before, I'm using Society Says as a platform to put out positivity during this time of uncertainty. And there are lots of accounts out there that do that. So there definitely is good that comes from social media. So don't scare away too fast. I mean, obviously, if it's not your jam, it's not your jam. But if you really are somebody that wants to be more active and you're really taking this opportunity with all this free time, then just give it another shot. Give it some time. And eventually, you'll be able to look past the negativity. And once you start to follow more people and they start to follow you back, you'll start to build a community that is actually positive and good. So that is my take on that. So today, I really want to talk about how to not press pause on your life when everything around you seems to be on hold. And what I mean by that is our goals, our talents, our work, what we're passionate about. Don't just put those things on the back burner and forget that they even exist. It's really important that we stay mindful of those things and we continue to put the work in that's needed. So I want to start off with talking about people who have talents. So I mean like anybody who plays a sport, or maybe you dance, or maybe maybe you go swimming, you teach swimming, just something that you do that is kind of hard to do at home, or maybe you got most of your training in classes. That can be very difficult to keep going with because we're supposed to stay inside. So somebody that is into sports and, you know, maybe you play in school or you play professionally and it's kind of all just shut down right now, that can kind of be alarming because where are you going to practice? I think in this time where we're stuck at home, honestly, my best piece of advice is you're just going to have to be creative. You know, if you are a baseball player, maybe throw your ball on, you know, to the wall and it will come right back to you. Just keep throwing it. Bounce it off the wall. Something like that. That's really all that it comes down to. And I know that is so simple. And honestly, it's because I'm not an expert on this. This is just me trying to keep you guys in a positive mindset because that's what's important. I actually posted on Society Says today. I did a little segment for the virus help that I do every day. I talked about how having a positive mindset is key. It is important to be realistic. I'm not telling you to not, you know, to not realize and recognize what's going on in the world. Of course, recognize it, be realistic, but that doesn't mean that you can't be positive. Because think about it, if you're going to be negative about something, I mean, it's going to be much, much harder to get through a trial. And it's going to be harder for your brain to come up with solutions and to be able to stay calm. When you're positive, it's so much easier to stay calm and it's easier for your brain to go through different options of ways that you can get through this. And ultimately, it's just going to be easier. I mean, I'm sure that you guys can agree with me that when you're stressed out and you're being negative, everything just gets worse. I'm sorry too if I'm sniffling a lot through this. I have had the worst allergies. I'm not sick. I just can't really breathe through my nose. So talking for a long period of time is a struggle. Yeah, so all in all, you just need to try to stay positive. And I know that some days that's not going to happen. Like today for me, I did not have a positive day. I was having a really hard day. Because as a creative, it's really hard for me to keep creating in a space where I don't have people that I can use in videos and, you know, people that I can create with. And it was really getting to me. And that's actually why I posted on my story about being positive. Because I had to switch my mindset. And obviously, we're not all perfect. You know, we're not always going to be positive 24/7. I say this countless times, we all have bad days. We have days where we wake up and we just aren't having it, and that's fine. But what we can do is give it our best shot every day to just try to look at things in a better way. Because there is a silver lining to everything. There is. It might be really, really thin, but it's there. And I just challenge you guys as we continue through this weird time right now, I challenge you guys to just try your best every day when you wake up, you look at yourself in the mirror, you're facing this quarantine, maybe you're bored out of your mind, you don't know what to do. If you're somebody that has a talent and you can't practice it, you're struggling, or you're a creator and you feel like you can't create anything or anything else, just tell yourself to find one positive thing in everything that's happening. And then tell yourself to find another positive thing. And then another. And hopefully that will help change your mindset. That at least helped me today when I wasn't, you know, I was kind of down in the dumps and not doing so well. I had to think about all the things that were positive in my life. Also, just talking it through, this sounds kind of weird, but talking it through with yourself as well, like what's bumming you out, what's getting you down, and kind of like the motion of everything, the timeline, like when did this start, what made it worse, and what can I do to make it better. That's what I did today. I went on a walk and I literally was like whispering to myself on this walk. If anyone saw my lips moving, oh my gosh, it probably looked like I was talking to myself, which I kind of was, because I just had to process everything. I needed to understand why my attitude was like this and like where it got worse. And once I established that, I was able to find a solution to change my mindset and be more positive. And I'm glad that I was able to do that, because after that, later today, I was able to get back to work and I edited a video and I started planning for more projects to come. It changes everything when you change your mindset. It really, really helps so much. So that is my challenge to you guys. Be more positive, because I know that all of this will come to an end. And even though there will be some hardship after this, eventually everything will be back to how it was before. I keep saying to welcome challenges, and I really still believe that challenges are the best way to grow as a person. It's the best way to tell how hard of a worker you are, how much you care about certain things, how much you're willing to put, you know, a certain amount of effort into other things. It's a great test for all of us to see what our personalities are like in times of hardship. All right, I got a little bit off topic. Let's get back on topic. So I was talking about people with talents and how my best piece of advice is just for you guys to be creative and figure out a way that you can keep practicing. Even if that means that you just have to resort to working out and you can't actually practice, you know, the sport that you do or whatever it is that you do. I know that's probably like the most simple advice I've ever given, but it's the best I can come up with, and I think it's better than nothing. So take it or leave it. Creators, on the other hand, I feel like I can give a little bit more advice because I'm actually in that situation. Actually, before I move on to that, with talents, I also talked about dancers, and I'm a dancer, so I can also speak, you know, for myself and, you know, give better advice for that. Something that is so, so awesome and amazing is that dance instructors all around the U.S., probably the world, I don't know that for a fact because I only, you know in the U.S., they are doing live stream classes, which is awesome. I fully, fully support that because it's allowing dancers everywhere to continue to get training in every single day, which it's just, I love it so much. I keep missing classes like all the time. I've taken a couple classes, but I have for sure missed so many classes because I just forget. It's so easy to lose track of time when you're not doing that much, especially when like days don't matter. Just because we have nothing on our schedule, and anything that's on our schedule, it's like our own personal schedule. So it doesn't really matter what day it is or what time it is. So yeah, I have definitely missed a lot of classes that I wanted to take. So maybe, you know, maybe set reminders. And I don't know why I continue to forget to do that. Anyway, that is my little tip for any dancers out there, which I'm assuming you guys already knew about this. But on the off chance that you didn't, now you do. Okay, now moving on to creators. So this was definitely a scary thing at first when I realized that I need to figure out how to continue creating and putting out videos and projects for both my brand and for my personal, you know, my personal portfolio. And I was a little freaked out at first because I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can actually do this, if I can do that many videos, because who knows how long we'll be in quarantine. I don't know if I can be that creative to come up with so many videos that I have to do on my own and not have like any person a part of it. So it's just interesting. And like if I film myself, I have to figure out how to do that because I don't want all of them just to be like a camera on a tripod, you know? Like I want to challenge myself to do something unique and different and just something that's a little bit more difficult. So yeah, I definitely was a little freaked at first, but then I had the realization that I just need to pick up a camera and go. Like, I just need to try. It's a bunch of trial and error, and we have so much time on our hands that it's a perfect time to just try and mess up and try again and mess up and just keep doing that on repeat. And eventually, you'll come up with a project that actually works and you can post it. I have definitely just been on social media and Pinterest and online. You know, I love to look at pictures and get like inspiration and motivation from photographers just because like I'm not a photographer. So I love looking at pictures and thinking, how can I make this move and also change it into like my style? So I've been doing that a lot. And I have a little notebook of mine that I actually like sketch drawings in there that kind of go with my projects, I guess. And then if a script needs to be done, I write a script and I just kind of all mesh it together, I guess. But yeah, I have honestly, like the other day, I just picked up my camera and I went outside and I just started shooting random things. And I came home and I I went ahead and wrote a script, and then I did a voiceover. I put together a video and I posted it today. It's, yeah. And I actually got some pretty good feedback from it. People were like, this is really cool. And I was like, cool, because it wasn't that hard to make. And it's really hard for me to like it because there's like no subject in it. There's no person, there's no dancer, there's nothing. And so it's all scenery, which is really different for me. And it's hard for me to tell myself that it's good, you know, because I'm so used to seeing people in my videos, so that when there's not a video, I'm like, wait, something's missing, it's not complete, but actually it is. But I have some more ideas of what I'm gonna film, and it's definitely it's definitely going to be some challenges, these videos that I have in mind, but I love it because I have so much time. I might as well challenge myself and just try. I almost, even though like I'm frustrated that I can't create with other people, with my friends, with new people, I am kind of thankful that I'm stuck at home because I don't know. I love challenges, guys. I can't say it enough. Even though like, yeah, challenges, it makes things a lot harder, but whenever I accomplish something that's hard, oh, it feels so good. So I'm actually really thankful for this. But that's what I would do if you're a creator. You just have to pick up your camera or pen, whatever it is, like whatever you're creating, and just go, you know, just go with it and see what happens. Because who knows, maybe it'll end up being something really dope. And it'll actually be one of your best projects. You never know. You just gotta go for it. Amongst all of this brainstorming and finding inspiration and doodling and actually going out with my camera, I came up with this, I think, really cool idea. I am now having people submit Society Says projects to me, and I will be posting them and, you know, tagging them, and it's really awesome. So far, I have like 4 people that are doing a project for me. The first one is actually going to be posted on Tuesday, I believe. And I am so excited to see where each of these people go with this. So what I'm doing, if any of you guys are interested, which if you are, definitely DM societysays.official and let me know, because I'm going to keep this going the whole time that we're in quarantine, because I want to give people the opportunity to do something, you know, something fun at home and a fun challenge, and to also just be a part of Society Says, to be able to showcase, you know, how they see a certain topic. And for example, the one that's going to be posted on Tuesday, it's about body image, which I've already done a body image project, but that was a while ago. And this friend of mine who is doing this, she told me, she was like, I want to focus on like things that I don't like about my body, and I want to like emphasize them. And I was like, that's really cool. And I looked at the pictures today, she sent them over, and I was like, oh my gosh, these are amazing. Because it's just something that I would have never been able to create, because it's from her perspective. And I just, oh, I love seeing people's finished product, because we all have a different perspective. We all see things differently. We all bring things together in a different way. And it's just so beautiful to see people's, like, their vision come to life and be something that you can actually see. I'm so excited. And I'm also so proud of her too, because I know that it's not easy taking pictures of yourself, especially when it's to promote the things that you don't feel comfortable with. I'm so proud. If you're listening, I'm very proud of you, girl. You did awesome, and I'm very stoked to post these. I think I have another person doing individuality. I think another person is doing beauty. And then someone else is doing freedom of speech, I believe. Yeah, I think those are the other ones, but I'm super excited to see where everybody takes it. The person that's doing freedom of speech, she's very excited to put this together. She was like, dang it, I wish that I could like do this and this and this. And I was like, nope, this is what the challenge is. You have to just do it yourself. And, you know, think of, I don't know if you guys know who Sorelle Amour is, but she is this person that is kind of known for advanced selfies. And it's basically just taking selfie, like taking portraits on your own of yourself. So you set up a camera, you press a timer, and you go and get in position and take a picture. It's actually kind of hard. But yeah, so I'm basically challenging everybody to do that. And it doesn't only have to be pictures. I have some people that want to do videos as well. But I know that that takes a little bit more time. So yeah, if anybody is really intrigued by this and interested in getting your project on any topic that you would like to cover featured on Society Says, let me know, because I am truly loving this. Yeah, I'm so excited to see everybody's projects and to be able to post them and showcase them and see, you know, the feedback that they get. I'm also just really proud of my friends. They're doing great, and it makes me so happy. Something that I personally have been doing, just, you know, as a creator, is I've started to reach out to 10 brands a day, asking them if I can create a video for them. And I'm actually going to read what the message is that I send out, because I remember, oh my gosh, this was a year ago when I first started to get into filmmaking. I remember listening to a podcast, and this guy was actually reading off like his message, what he would send to people like when he was first getting started. Now he's like well known for like making videos. He does really good at it now. He makes, you know, good money from it. But he was telling us like what he would send people. And I remember it helped me a lot to like realize what I should be saying, you know, how to keep it real and genuine. So this is what I've been sending to different brands. And I'll like alter it a little bit, just because I don't want to be like robotic. sometimes I'll pull out like specific details from their page, just so that, again, it's genuine. It's not like just me copying and pasting. To be clear though, I am copying and pasting this message, just because this is like the template, and then anything that I want to add in, I do it. Anyway, this is what I say. Hi there, I love your page. Smiley face. Great style. I'm a videographer, currently don't have a link to my portfolio because it's being worked on, but I am reaching out to see if I could create a video for your brand. I would do the first one as a donation basis, so whatever price you would want to pay. And then in quote or in parentheses, I say literally could be $1. Then if you like it and would want me to do another video for you, I will send over my pay rates. Let me know what you think. Thanks so much for reading this message. And then I have like the, I guess it's the I love you hand symbol, but I send that to everybody. I just think it's kind of like a fun way to end the message. But anyway, that's my template, and anything that I want to add to it just to be more like genuine, to show them that I actually looked at their page, that it's not just me copying, pasting, I do that. Right now, the reason I put style, specifically that word, is because right now I am actually reaching out to a lot of clothing brands, mainly male clothing brands, just because my husband's going to be the model. But yeah, I mean, I think I've done it only 2 days, just because I haven't really, I don't know, like I wish that my portfolio was ready, and that's kind of what holds me back, but I realize that I just need to do it, you know, and just keep working on my portfolio and get that figured out later. But I actually had a brand respond back to me, and they were like, okay, we'll do it, you know, we'll do the first video for free, and then we'll see, you know, where it goes from there. And which that's totally fine. Like, I'm totally fine with doing things for free. So, I mean, if you guys are video creators or photographers, this is a great time to use social media to your advantage. Reach out to brands, do 10 brands a day. I think it's Gary Vee who said something like, you have to reach out to like 500 brands before you hear a yes or whatever, something like that. I probably shouldn't be quoting Gary Vee when I don't actually know what he said, but I hear this from my husband all the time. He's always quoting Gary Vee. But basically the point is that you have to reach out to a bunch of brands to actually get somewhere. So I was actually amazed that a brand responded back to me when I only did it for 2 days. But I mean, I don't even know if it will actually, anything will come of it. But my point is, this is a great opportunity to take something that's a little bit time consuming to, you know, help build your brand, help build who you are and what you do. But yeah, I am challenging myself to do that every single day, to reach out to 10 brands and just see where it goes, because you never know. Ultimately, you just can't be afraid to put yourself out there, because I mean, you're just asking something simple, and the worst that's going to happen is someone says no. And that's not even that bad. Honestly, the more that you do it, hearing no will be so much easier to hear. I'm definitely keeping in mind, this is something that I know that Gary Vee said. He talked about how you shouldn't like let your lows get you down. You shouldn't let your highs get you too high. I guess what he means by that is when you get super excited when people say yes, it makes it so that when people say no, it just seems like 10 times worse. So, you know, obviously you can be happy for yourself, but just keep your excitement maybe at like a neutral spot, so that when you do hear no's, especially a lot in a row, you don't get bummed out. You're just like, okay, moving on. So that's kind of the mindset that I'm trying to have through this whole thing, is just, okay, it's a no, whatever. I mean, most people just don't even respond. All right, guys, that pretty much wraps up today's episode. I hope that you guys got something out of this. I hope that my little pieces of simple advice helped out. And just keep working, keep pushing towards your goals, keep just moving forward with life. Because, I mean, in reality, life is still moving on. And, you know, the clock is still ticking. We're still getting older every single day, which is why we have to resist pushing our life on pause. We have to keep working towards our goals, keep working towards, you know, the things that we want to accomplish in life, and just don't stop. Because even though the stores have closed down around us and gyms have closed down, everything around us is stopping and closing, that doesn't mean that we stop what we're doing in life. Just keep on pushing through. And it'll probably make the whole transition of going back to normal life much easier because you kept working during this whole time. All right, guys, thank you so much for the support that you show every week when you tune in and just on social media. I love it, guys. I love seeing the great responses and feedback that I get back from you guys. It's just an awesome community that's being built around Society Says, and it makes me so, so happy. All right, guys, have a great week, and don't forget to tune in next Monday morning to listen to the next episode. Bye, guys.